It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the web worldwide. So, anyway, here we go. Somebody had requested for a topic on racing stuff. Well, racing stuff is really technical and in-depth, and a lot of secrets in there that a lot of the race teams don't want, you know, let out. But the run-of-the-mill stuff that you can actually see is the new theory is on the rear tires. Long ago, back in the 60s, 70s, and even the 80s, we used to run a narrow rim. The rim width was like 2 inches narrower than the tread of the race tire. And reason for that was the low pressure that we would run. Well, now the new theory is an inch or so wider than the thread. So in other words, if you're running, let's say, 10-inch thread, you would run an 11 or 12-inch rim. That's the width, okay? And run higher tire pressure. The rolling resistance is what we found now gives you more speed and less what they call tire shake and better traction. It has a better footprint. And on the top end, in mid-track and to the finish line, it's the car becomes more stable because the tire does not grow as much. Okay? And I don't see too many or any local racers going with wider wheels. Okay? That's one point. The other point is the differential gear oil. We used to run 140 weight and 90 weight and those thick oil. Now, the new theory is automatic transmission oil, the thin one, ATF, in the differential. Well, I recommend using the zero weight motor oil in the differential. Of course, that has to be changed every race. The other thing is clutches. Well, today lots and lots of cars are automatic race cars, and I personally prefer a manual shifted race car because an automatic, no skill. Anybody can drive that. But a clutch car, that takes a little talent. So, being a clutch car, there's so many clutch disc material that you can use to have the car leave the starting line with good traction and not what they call shock the tires loose. So, on automatic transmission, you have nothing like that you can adjust. With a stick shift manual transmission, you can adjust the different materials and change materials to sort of make it like slip before it goes so it doesn't shock the tires. So lots and lots of stuff like that out there, and very complicated. I can tell you about the electronic ignitions and where it started back in the early 60s. We worked on that, and a good friend of mine, Bill Hayes, designed what was called back then the Stinger ignition by Hayes, and was really primitive made, but we experimented with that, and oh, was awesome. It was just awesome. The ignition coils could not stand the heat, and a lot of them would explode. And then we found out that you can't run it that long, so we try to improvise different stuff, like pushing the car to the starting line and fire it up and run down, turn it off, you know, things like that. And shock absorbers, lots and lots of high-tech shock absorbers are coming out now that are adjustable, but back in the old days, it was just, that's it. You run what you got, like Gabriel, Monroe, the, you know, generic stuff. But now, it's really sophisticated. They got electronic shock absorbers and all that kind of stuff. Everything is all computer controlled. So there's basically no skill like that, you know. The computer does all your thinking for you. And well, I prefer doing my own thinking instead of a computer. But if you have any questions, give us a call at 296-5467. It doesn't necessarily have to pertain to racing or car maintenance. It can be anything. We talk about just about anything. Okay? 296-5467. Anyway, let's get a little bit away from drag racing and racing for now. I got a recommendation that I would like to make for those of you thinking what you're going to do for Christmas and New Year's. I would recommend taking your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, to the Trot House. Trot House is really, really good food. Price is fair, and the scenery is awesome. The Trot House, that's next to the Ilikai. Okay? Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was lots and lots of people are trying to save money by bringing in their own parts to the auto repair shop. That's fine, but like anything else, folks, you don't have a warranty when you bring your own parts. You gotta remember, there is no warranty. You're on it on your own. But the bad part is, if that part that you bring does not fit, you're gonna eat the labor to put that thing back together again, and your car's still not fixed. So, yes, you may save a little, but it's a gamble. I don't recommend it, because the amount you save is not worth what you're running up against. For an oil change, no big deal. I mean, the oil's going to fit, you know what I mean? But for like brakes and clutches and tune-up, water pump, no, I don't really recommend it. And if there is a problem like warranty, that something fails, I tell you, you eat it. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Hey, George, we have Daughtry Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, well, I got a nice story to say about for those listening about the ethanol use. I can say without reservation, this week was a triumph for me, though how most owner's manuals say that you can use a maximum of 10% of a mix of an ethanol, I got good results with a 33% mix of ethanol. Mm-hmm. Better gas mileage, better response to acceleration, just all around good.
What kind of car?
2002 Honda Odyssey V6 engine, 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So what kind of mileage? How many miles per gallon versus gasoline?
This car is normally at best, I can barely tweak out 20 miles per gallon. But with ethanol, I've gotten as much as 22.4, even 23 to 24 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
from barely 20 miles per gallon to, you know, like 22, 23, 24.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. Okay. So, anyhow, the ethanol is a good fuel, folks, but there is something in the gas that kills the ethanol. Because the tests that we've done, that I have done, before the introduction of ethanol, on the average, we picked up 8 miles more per gallon on the conservative side. 8 miles more. Now, how come we can't get that anymore by adding the same ethanol to the gasoline? Even if we up the load of ethanol, we can't get that mileage. Something's got to be wrong someplace. It's the same old ethanol, but it's not the same old gasoline, is it? Something to think about there. Anyway, the oil company is running the world, so who are you going to trust? Okay? Anyway, back to racing. If you have any questions or whatever that you want, give me a call at 296-5467. Who's on the line? Rolly? What's that? Oh, okay. He's on the line yet. Anyway, Wanda took the day off, so we have a substitute, you know. Anyway, I'd like to talk a little bit about that hurricane thing. How many of you feel that it was right for the governor to take the hurricane fund and use it for education? That hurricane fund was put together by all the homeowners of Hawaii. How can you take it and use it for education fund? I feel, why not take the rail fund and use it for education? Okay? Because what if we have a hurricane? Where's the money going to come from? Who's going to replace the money for the homeowners? Something to think about. Okay, so, ready?
We have Crystal from California.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, George. How are you?
Oh, still kicking.
That's good.
How's the weather there?
Oh, it's just kind of overcast. It's not raining, just kind of looks like it's going to, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the temperature like?
Probably in the 60s.
Oh, that's too cold. We're in the 70s here.
Oh, yeah, just about always.
Nice weather here.
You're spoiled.
Oh, yeah. Love it here.
I know, I love that weather.
So what's up?
Well, I had a question. I just started listening to you and trying to absorb all your valuable information. Appreciate that. And just learning. So I was wondering, is the ethanol any different here in California? Do we get the same gas mileage or?
That's a good question. Ethanol is the same worldwide until the oil companies get their hands on it, and they kill it. On the mainland, it's supposed to be 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline. Well, some meathead changed the wording to that law and made it petroleum, 15% petroleum. So petroleum can be anything from grease to waste oil to whatever. And that's wrong, you know. And you find these legal people, I don't want to mention what groups, but the legal people always twisting the words around. And we as regular people, when we look at something, this is white, this is black. And they twist it around that this is not white and that is not black. So, you know, it's a illegal legal term. Like here in Hawaii, they say it's up to 10% of ethanol in our gas. And only in Hawaii, it says up to 10%. So if the politicians had any heart for the people or had any what we call brains, if they cannot measure 10%, how are they blending the gasoline?
Right.
You know, I mean, things like that. The politicians are not for the people. They're for themselves.
Right.
The oil companies for themselves, not for the people. You see, back 10, 15 years ago when I first played around with ethanol, and nobody had a clue what's going to happen, but I experimented with 10% pure ethanol to the gasoline the way it was, and we got the minimum of 8 miles more per gallon. Now, I tested the ethanol from different parts of the United States, and it is not 85% ethanol. It's 65% at most. And what they're putting in is like, it could be even diesel. It could be just motor oil. But it kills the ethanol, and the ethanol's octane drops down to 89. So you don't get the mileage.
Uh-huh.
You see, so everybody across America and I guess the world is believing that ethanol is not good. Now, if, and that's the biggest American word, if the people had brains and common sense and looked around, the Indy 500 cars run on 100% ethanol. They had to cut down the fuel tanks so that the cars were forced to come back for the mandatory pit stops. In fact, because of the ethanol, when it came out first 2 years ago, is when a first female ever won the Indy 500. Her last pit stop, her crew chief said, "Don't come in, keep going." So she lapped the leaders and everything and won the race. They immediately went to her fuel tank to open it up and see what she had. She had enough fuel to go some more. So the official said, cut the fuel tank, make it smaller. They're getting better mileage.
Mm-hmm.
See, so, you know, it's common sense. If the race cars are getting better mileage and they're on full throttle, they're not trying to save gas.
Right.
How come the everyday consumer is getting less mileage? That don't make sense.
Right.
You see?
Well, politics doesn't ever make sense.
That's right. So, Crystal, what are you into?
I just finished my book.
A book on auto repair?
No. No, I just wrote a book about natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
Called Heal Beneath the Surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's not finished. I mean, it's almost finished. It'll be ready for sale in January, but it's all about how I healed myself of a myriad of many different diseases. I was very, very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach a workshop on how people can become their own best healer, because I learned so much. I had to learn from scratch. I got disenchanted with conventional medicine, and it wasn't helping me, and I watched my mother and my aunt die slowly of going back and forth to the hospital and taking so much prescription medication.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell that wasn't working. So when I became very ill, I decided to take another road, and I learned all I could about natural healing, and I was able to heal myself of things like hypoglycemia and chronic fatigue syndrome and
wow.
And even cancer.
Wow.
And I did it all myself by learning and just, you know, trial and error. But I did, and so now I, you know, that's what my book is about, and I have a workshop also where I teach people how they can become their own best healer.
So if they, if people wanted to learn, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they could go to my website, and it's called TrueHealingSolutions.com. True as in... Let's see, some words don't come across clear over the phone, so I was just trying to make sure it sounded clear, but it's TrueHealingSolutions.com.
Okay.
Pretty easy to remember, and it has all the, on the services pages, a page, they can go there and see all the services, and one of them is, you know, they can put together their own workshop, and then I come wherever you are, to Hawaii or wherever you
are. Oh, you'd love that.
Yeah. I've only one time to Maui, so I haven't seen the other islands. So, yeah, so they can go there and check it out. And
okay.
And then in January, the book will be there, too.
TrueHealing.com?
No, True Healing Solutions.
Oh, okay.
TrueHealingSolutions.com.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Crystal.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for answering my question, and I'll be tuning in to keep trying to absorb your valuable information and call back when I have a question.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, we got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. Survived the rainstorm, and I just have one question I want to ask everybody. Why, if it's pouring rain and you can barely see in front of your car, why wouldn't you turn your lights on?
You want to save electricity.
Oh, please. It just gets me. Every time it's pouring rain, and you're driving along, and people come out of nowhere with no lights. Oh, it's just so frustrating. You know, I was trying to change lanes, and fortunately, I put my signal on before I turn, and I hear this horn. I'm looking. I don't see anything, but I stay in my lane, and then this pickup truck comes flying by. No lights on, just you know, going along, I guess, just honking the horn, get out of the way. I'm more important than everybody else. It's so frustrating. But other than that, everything, life is good. You know, my family called me from the mainland and let me know it was 36 degrees. And so, lucky we live Hawaii. And I think we're having a big snowstorm. And, you know, sometimes we just forget how lucky we have it here.
I mean, yeah, we take it for granted.
I mean, you know, you don't have to winterize your car. You know, you have to go put different tires on, do all this other maintenance stuff, change your windows, get out different clothes. So, hey, today I'm happy to be in Hawaii, and I'm glad it's not raining. And like you always say, except people just don't like using their lights, right? They drive in the middle of the night with no lights on. It's just amazing. So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have George from the Big Island.
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
How's it?
Hey, aloha. I have a question. Can you tell us a little bit more about this hydrogen cars thing? Maybe compared to ethanol in the States trying to
good question.
Get you ready.
Good question. Okay.
You know, it reminds me of something like, let's get all electric plug-in cars, and then meanwhile the oil prices go up, and we got to generate electricity to charge up the car. So, and then I have one topic maybe for next week. If you could kind of short story tell us about what would be a good off-road vehicle, you know, like the wheelbase, the tire size, you know, a good car that you would recommend, or the size, you know, so you could do good off-roading instead of getting stuck. You know, some of these trucks are so huge, they just slide off anyway and they get stuck. But maybe you can help first with the hydrogen thing, kind of clear my head.
Well, first of all, Brazil has been there, done that.
Okay.
Hydrogen is very, very expensive, but most of all, very, very dangerous. It's a gas, and every car at one time in its life has a leak. And if you have a leak and light up a cigarette next to that car, you'll explode.
That's what I thought.
Okay. And you, of the millions and millions of cars that we have here in Hawaii, the cost of changing them to hydrogen is unbelievable. $50,000?
Right.
How many people can run out today and buy a new car?
Nobody.
There you go. But if you change to ethanol, every weed whacker to Rolls Royce can run ethanol.
See?
With very little, if any, modification. So it's the fuel that we should be looking at.
Right.
Okay? And it's not dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why the Indy cars went to ethanol, because when they have an accident, there's no explosion.
Right.
It's the safety factor. That's why they went to ethanol. Yeah. Now, I don't know why our government is still pushing this idiotic stuff of electric, hydrogen, all this ridiculous stuff that the people, the everyday people of Hawaii and America cannot afford.
Right. You know, the hard part for me to understand is, I'm sure they're hearing the people, but it's almost like they're doing their own. They only want to do their own thing. It's weird though. But then we get, destroyed.
That's right. See, it's the oil companies that control our politicians. And the oil companies don't want you to go to ethanol. Then, because once you find out how good ethanol is, you be on ethanol instead of oil.
Right.
You see, and the other thing on this stuff, we can make our own ethanol here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody can afford it. If you went to hydrogen, let's picture this now. Everybody went hydrogen. How are you going to run your weed whacker? How are you going to run your lawnmower?
No can.
That's right.
See? So they get ideas, but then it doesn't pan out in the end. That's the thing. It's like,
because they don't know how to run business.
Right, yeah. So, well.
Crazy. It's crazy.
A quick question about a car. What causes a car to sometimes, when you press the gas, you turn the wheel kind of sharp, and then you get the chirping sound. There's, you know, that real chirp, chirp, high pitch. How come cars do that? Is that a belt or something that is making?
Yeah, a power steering belt.
Power steering belt. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so maybe next week you can tell us a little bit about some good off-roading type of vehicle, you know, the size mm-hmm. or whatever. And
okay.
Some tips.
So
anyway,
good.
I'll be freezing over here in Big Island up Malta, so...
Ah, you poor thing. It's yeah, nice and warm over here.
Yeah, last week was 49.
Oh, then, no.
Yeah, and we've been in the 50s overnight so far, so... But,
that's okay.
That's okay. Heat, that's the main thing.
No. Okay.
Okay, thank you, George.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay. Break time. We'll be right back. She's real fine, my
409, my 409. I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, George. After yesterday's conversation with you, after I picked up my car,
yeah,
can you tell everybody how screwed up my car is? And then, you know,
terrible.
On the same token, your last caller, you know, when he's talking about all this, when we're talking about gas, it seems like they're trying to engineer everybody out of their cars to catch the rail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the rail or the bus, I don't know what, but just
yep.
tell everybody, because I tried explaining it, but maybe I explained it too wrong. Yeah?
Okay.
Tell them how screwed up my car is.
if you don't drive your car as much,
right.
Don't fill the tank. Try to use up all the gas, because the gas today loses its potency in 1 week. And it starts to gum up, and that's what you had in your your Buick. It gummed up, and it's still gummed up, and it's something that's really difficult to get out. It's worse than varnish, and thick. To get it out, you need a hammer and chisel. So before that happens, you got to just keep running it, and the fuel, there's no way getting around it because you're stuck with the gasoline that we have today, and that's why ethanol is so good, because ethanol doesn't do that. So
that kind of affected my intake manifold.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It's just horrible.
Yeah, I believe you because I've seen it.
Okay, so.
And now I gotta pay for it.
Yeah, and at one point of the time in time, you may have to take apart that engine and redo it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you a call since I had a little time and I said, oh, I got a call.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Aloha. Who's next?
We have Stephen from Kamuki.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I have I think I have a vacuum leak. When I turn the wheel to the right, the car seems to die off. You know, the idle goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I'm on a slight slope.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car you got?
It's a Mercury Tracer 1.9.
Check the air bellows.
Air bellows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where would that be located?
That's that rubber hose-looking thing or plastic tube going to the air filter.
Going to the air filter.
Yeah, from the throttle. You know where the throttle is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Someplace along there, there's a crack. So when you churn, that crack opens up and creates a vacuum leak.
Uh-huh.
And that'll cause the engine to die.
Is there something I can use to see if the thing is leaking or?
Yeah, you can get some brake clean and just spray a little and
spray
wait.
It on the hose.
Yeah, and wait. And if the engine speeds up, there's a leak.
Spray it on while it's running.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the best you can do.
Uh-huh.
But more than likely, it's that hose cracked.
Uh-huh.
What year is that?
97.
Yeah, more than likely.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Clyde from Wahiwa.
Clyde?
Hi. Hi, George.
Hi.
Hey, nice to see your show is still on the air.
We try.
Yeah. So when does your show run? I just happened to call your shop and your son, I guess, said that you were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the time that your show runs?
The show is on from 1 to 2.
Okay, on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I have a question. I was looking for a red radiator cap.
No, good luck.
And I know Questic was carrying it.
They don't have a radio.
But I don't want to have to drive all the way over here.
Try calling Mario.
Mario?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's Mario?
Mario is the guy that brings it in. He may have some still in stock, you know.
Okay. So when you say good luck, it's not something easy to find?
They're not making it already, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Call Mario at 497-7739.
Okay.
He might have some.
Okay.
Okay, and if he don't, get anything that he has, and you know that the anodes that hanging from the cap?
Yeah.
Just cut it off and drop it in your radiator.
Okay. The thing that's hanging from the cap, what is that? Is that a zinc?
That's zinc.
Okay. You just cut it off and let it go in the radiator?
Yeah.
And it's not going to affect anything?
No, no.
Okay. And I have another question concerning a Toyota Corolla wagon, 1993. Yesterday, it was low on water, so I put about 1.5 liters of water. Then I drove from town to Wyoming. And when I got home, I opened it up to check the water level, and the water level was gone.
You got a leak.
Could it be, when you say a leak, is it either on the hoses?
Or the water pump.
Okay, the water pump.
Mm-hmm.
The water pump seems to be running good because when I open the cap, you can see the water running through.
Yeah, it'll be running good, but it might be leaking from the seal.
Oh. Okay. I was thinking maybe it was the overflow that goes to the coolant reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe it was bypassing the reservoir just coming out from the overflow hose.
Possible. It could be possible, but a lot of times it's the water pump or the one of the heater hoses.
Okay. The heater hose.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be noticeable when I park it on dry ground, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me go check with that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
And nice to know your show is still on the air.
Let everybody know.
Yeah.
Aloha.
All right. Aloha.
Okay. So, if you got a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Christmas is right around the corner, and be a good thing to take your favorite someone to the chart house. Of course, if you don't live on Oahu, you can't go to the chart house. The chart house has good food, reasonable prices. I tell you, reasonable. But most of all, awesome atmosphere. Check it out, the chart house next to the Ilikai Hotel. Okay? Anyway, the politicians that we have in office, you notice today? They're all for themselves. You ever found one that is for the people from the heart? I mean, truly for the people. And I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. Okay. Anyway. We were supposed to talk about racing this week. So if you have a question about racing, give me a call at 808-296-5467. The cheapest, fastest, best way to make horsepower is go to ethanol. 100%. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Mo from Kapolei.
Hi, Mo. Hi.
I have the 2007 Camry.
Mm-hmm.
And the dealer keeps telling me that the brakes pads are good, but it's still squeaking.
That's the original pads. You never changed it before?
No, I bought the car used for the boys, so.
What year is it? How many miles, brother?
50,000 miles. 50,000 plus.
Okay. I would recommend changing to Akebono.
What was that?
I would recommend changing the front pads to Akebono.
Akebono, that's the name of the brake pad?
Yes.
Will the dealer carry that? Or
no.
Is that something I need to do myself?
We can do it for you, but the dealer won't use the Akebono.
Akebono.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay. Give us a call at 808. 296-5467. We gotta go to a break and we'll be right back. 409, 409,
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone? Is he on the phone? Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll move along. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Dawson from Honolulu.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, George. How are you today?
Okay.
Okay. You know, I spoke to you some time ago about my transmission problem in my car. And it turned out that the diagnosis you made was wrong on my transmission, and also I talked to you about my cruise control on my car, and it turned out that I was the wrong diagnosis too. There was nothing wrong with my cruise control. It was the sticky gas pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And my gas that I put in my car, you blamed it on my Aloha gas being no good, but Aloha gas says their gas is top tier, which is like the best. And also, When I talked to you, you also said that my oil was no good either. But you know that is wrong because
what kind of oil you have?
Using Royal Purple motor oil.
What kind of oil you have?
And I was using Royal Purple motor oil.
Which grade?
And I was using the 5W20 motor oil that they sell at the store.
Okay, it's up to you. We have five cases where the engines failed.
On Royal Purple motor oil.
Yes.
I see.
We also contacted the manufacturer about it.
So we shouldn't listen. Be using the Royal Purple motor oil anymore.
It's up to you. It's your car.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You want to use it? Don't tell me later your engine's damaged.
Okay. Okay. So you're not recommending Royal Purple anymore?
Not the 5W20 or the 530. Because we found metal in lots of people's engines.
Okay.
And really? We sent the oil to lab in Texas, and it came back, and we have the lab report of what that grade of oil is lacking. Okay?
Oh, okay.
If you want to see it, come down. I have the facts.
Okay, so I should...
But it's your car, like I said. You want to run the 520, go ahead and run it.
The Royal Purple motor oil.
Okay?
Okay. And you know...
Okay, who's next?
We have Linda from Kapolei.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, George. Okay, let's count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now let's get on with my story after that, guys. Anyway, listen, dude, is there a website that I can go to that I can find inexpensive parts for my husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Toyota Tundra. and it's a big one. And, you know, the mud flaps, the dog went chew them. I mean, it sounds funny, but nah, I got to keep the truck up, and I won't give it up because I'm to it. I'm sentimental already.
Mm.
So the dealership wants an arm and a leg. I ain't going to buy that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to find out. People, the younger guys have been telling me, go look on top to the car, the website, auntie. Yeah, they all tell me that. And I go look, ain't it, you know, to buy inexpensive type of things that can go with my truck. And then where's a great paint shop that I can go take my other car to have it paint? Meiko doesn't help me a lot.
I wouldn't go Meiko.
Oh, thank you, thank you. 2-3 times I went estimate. I never liked the customer service. Sorry, but people out there don't, you know, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
you want to paint the whole car?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to call me at the shop. I have a good painter.
Thank you, George. George, you went Farrington?
No.
Ah, where you went?
McKinley, the best one.
Okay. I said, hey, that guy, you get intelligent talk. I like listening to you because so many times people in my category, where we stand, we get taken for. My brakes 4 times during my 2004 Quest Nissan. I mean, they tell me, change your brakes, and I was paying money out like crazy, and it still squeaks. And I keep going through it, so I'm thinking, I've had it already. I take it to 3-4 people already. So I think I got to go take them to the master, so it's you. So I asked your screener, hey, where is shop? He said, on Kamali Street.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's cool. I know it's there. You know, Kamali Street is behind by the old times market, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. And so I said, well, I'll make an appointment there. So if you don't mind me giving me the number.
847.
Yes.
55.
Yes.
54.
5-4, and then you let me know on the referral for the paint.
Yeah.
And then what about number one website where I can go get, you know, inexpensive
kind eBay.
Of eBay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I can see you're gonna do a lot of shopping on eBay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next? He's back on the phone again. Okay. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. If you have any questions or whatever, talk about anything, okay? And on the gasoline, I'd like to remind you that those of you that have cars that require fuel to be no less than 91, you need to add additive, otherwise you're going to have problems. Like on the European cars, they require 92, and there is no such thing as a 92 in Hawaii. I don't care what Aloha says or whoever says what. I have facts that it is not 92, it's 89. And this is the biggest reason why European cars have lots and lots of problems. It's the wrong fuel. Okay, you need to run the right fuel. And we don't have 92 in Hawaii. 6 years ago, when the state was mandated to run 10% ethanol, the oil companies asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane 3 numbers. And the state says, okay. The reason for that is because the oil company said that when they add 10% ethanol, it will bring it up 3 numbers. That is not true. The tests that I've done, it goes up 1 number. Then they came back when they made the sticker 10% ethanol. They said, you got to say up to 10%. So if you're going to be up to 10%, how are you going to bring that figure from 89 to 92? Think about that. And the tests that I have done, Shell has 8%, Tesoro has 6%, Aloha, 76 Union, Chevron has 2. Now, if you think I'm wrong, you bring me your fuel and I will show you what the percentage of ethanol is in there. Okay? These are all facts. I have several people that brought in their fuel for testing, and they found what was supposed to be in there. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you got a question or whatever. Okay? The fuel and the oil is the most important thing for your car. Too bad we don't have ethanol at the pumps here in Hawaii. Would be really great. I know a lot of people think it's bad. It's not. I have a clear plastic bottle in my office with ethanol, 100% ethanol in it. It's been sitting in there since January of this year. Didn't eat up the bottle. It doesn't eat up the rubber hose, the fiberglass, the aluminum, and the metal bolt that is in there. Okay? Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Joy from Ainaina.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, George. You know, I was concerned because I thought you heard, I heard you say that the Royal Purple 5W30 now is no good?
Is not as bad as the 5W20. The 5W20 is the bad one.
But when you say not as bad, I mean, you know, that is kind of scary because naturally we can't be afford to be damaging our cars. So,
yeah.
You know, are we risking the, you know?
I would switch.
Wow.
So, I would switch.
And what kind of damage could we have incurred from using the Royal Purple 5X?
We have five customers already that had lots and lots of metal in the oil.
You mean in the 5W30?
20.
In the, how about the 30?
Not yet.
But you expect to have the same problem?
I don't know. Scary, yeah, because they don't let us know, hey, we're going to cut out some additives.
Right. I mean, you know, and this is something, I mean, it's really disappointing because, I'm sure that he didn't do it on purpose. You know, the guy that you used to have on,
mm-hmm.
you know, who
no.
on with you.
He has no control on that. It's the plant.
Yeah.
The plant on the mainland. And
yeah.
I talked to them before, and they wouldn't give me a clear answer.
Yeah. And I hope that you will repeat this because, you know, I think it's better for people to cut their losses, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, George.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, that's the sign for us to get out of here. So, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, drive carefully. Take your time. It's the holiday season. Let's all stay alive to the New Year's, okay? Cut down this accident numbers. Take care of each other and think of your loved ones. Drive carefully. And we'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.